Today's daf is daf pei beis. We'll take it from the very top of pei beis. And Alf, the Gemara says, Vaha ki asa Rav Abin. Again, as I always say, whenever you see ki asa, it's Rav Abin or Rav Dimi. They always came back from Eretz Yisrael. So when they returned back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they always quote Rav Yochanan. He said, Amr Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Echad ilan hanotel atoch sadeu chaveru, where the person plants a tree in his friend's field, ve'echad ilan hasamech lemeitzer, or it's a tree that's adjacent to the border, maybe vikare, he's able to bring the bikurim from it and do the mikra bikurim. Shamnas kein hinchel Yeshua Yisrael as arts, because this is one of the conditions that they had created in Yeshua had established in giving out Eretz Yisrael, that if a person plants a tree in someone else's field, he's still allowed to be mevi kare. Now, even though normally the halacha is that you have to own the property when you do bikurim, this is a special tanai that they made, even though it's someone else's property, since I own the tree, it's viewed as my land, that at least that part that's below the tree, and I can be mevi kare. So this is more than 10 takanos. So Elaman Tana, who's the author? Asara Tanayin, Shehisna Rabbi Yeshua, who authored that there are only 10? That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who? He's the one, he's the Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, two lines down, Amrinu, he said this, Velo Masnisa, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amora, it's not a Brisa, it's an Amora. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was an Amora. Rabbi Yochanan Paligaleha. So there's a machlokes about that 11th one that we just mentioned. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that was also part of the Tanayim, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi thought that wasn't the case, and there are only 10. Rav Gvia Mibea Kosil. He kind of climbed on top of a wall. The Masila Behedya, he had taught this explicitly on these 10 tonight. Rabbi Tanchum and Rabbi Bryce Amri, they said, Yishum Zakin Echar, in the name of one Zakin, and Mani, who is that Zakin? Rabbi Yishum and Levi. And they taught Asara Tanaim Hisna Yeshua. There are 10 stipulations, 10 Tanaim that Yeshua ben Nun made when he was Manchil, the land to Klai Yisrael. So now the Gemara goes on another topic, a very famous daf, probably one of the more famous dafs in Maseches Baba Kama. Asar takanos tikin Ezra. There are 10 takanos that Ezra made. Shekorin b'mincha b'shabbos v'korin b'sheni b'chamishi. They're supposed to read the Torah Shabbos mincha and Mondays and Thursdays, as we all know. V'danin b'sheni b'chamishi. The Bezdin sits on both Mondays and Thursday. V'chabbos and b'chamishi b'shabbos. You're supposed to eat, rather, you're supposed to launder Thursday in preparation for Shabbos. Ochlin shum bev Shabbos, you're supposed to eat garlic on Friday nights. Ushitei isha mashkemes v'ofet, she's supposed to wake up early and bake. Ushitei isha chogeres b'sinar, she's supposed to have like a belt around her. Ushitei isha chofefes v'tovel, she's supposed to clean her hair to remove any chatitas before she goes and then go to the mikvah. And shehei rochlin machzirin bayaros, that the different peddlers would go around the city selling different spices and simanim. V'tiken tefila l'bal keri, and then a bal keri should have to go to the mikvah. So these are the 10 takanas that Ezra had established. Just looking quickly at any rashis we maybe should look at here. Okay, I think we're good. So the Gemara now says, analyze each of these takanas. It says, Shehei korin b'mincha b'shabbos b'shem yoshei kronos. People sitting around doing nothing. Rashi says, Moshiv yoshei kronos, yoshei chanios. They'd sit all week, koyimos achol, all week they'd sit on the corners of the front of the stores. We find many places like that here. Oskin b'schara, they're involved in business. Vein korin b'sheni b'chamishi. They have no time to learn Mondays and Thursdays and hear Kriyas Torah. So tikin b'ginayu kriyu yisera. Because of them, they had an extra kriya that they were too busy even during the week to hear Kriyas Torah. So on Shabbos mincha afternoon, where they can't obviously work, was the one time a week they're able to hear Kriyas Torah. And then it says, Gemara, b'shehei korin b'sheni b'chamishi. So Ezra tikin, is Ezra really one who established Monday and Thursday reading? V'havni karahave. Miskana. This is already established before Ezra. The sign of the Brisa tells us, Vayelchu shloshes yomim b'midbar v'lamatzu mayim. They walked 3 days and couldn't find water. What does it mean they couldn't find water? Darshir shumos. They made a drasha. Amru ein mayim el Torah. Shenemar yuthevei kol tamei l'chul mayim. So they couldn't. They walked 3 days without water, without Torah. Kevin shalchu shloshes yomim below Torah. Nilu. They started to complain. They wanted the Torah. They thirsted for the Torah. So amdim neviim shebineim, the neviim stood who were within them, who was Moshe and Aaron. V'tiknu lahem shehu korin b'shabbos, they're supposed to read on Shabbos. U'mafsikin v'echa b'shabbos, have a break on Sundays. V'korin b'sheni, and then mafsikin shlishi v'rivi. V'korin b'chamishi, our schedule. U'mafsikin b'er Shabbos kidei shelo yalinu gimel yamin below Torah. That there shouldn't be 3 days without Torah, without water. So this is ready prior to Ezra. This is ready in the Midbar. So the Gemara explains, Meikara, the initial takana, Tiknu Chad Gavra Tlasa Psuke. One person should get an aliyah and read three psukim, that was it. Inami, or the initial takana was Tlasa Gavra Tlasa Psuke. Maybe three people, but a total of three. Each aliyah would get only one pasuk. So Kineged Kanam Levim Visraelim. So what did Ezra do? So Asahu Tikan Tlasa Gavra Vasar Psuke. He established that three aliyahs and a total of 10 psukim, Kineged Asar Batlanim, corresponding to the 10 batlanim. Who are the 10 batlanim, says Rashi? Asar batlanim, b'nei adam, kisherin, b'telim, b'mlachton, l'asak, b'tarach etzibur. 10 people in Kolel, who are not working, and they're supposed to be involved in the tarach etzibur, learning. Right, Rambam in Peish Mishnayos in Megillah says that they're sitting there learning. Rashi says they're just sitting here involved in tarach etzibur, not necessarily learning, could be just upkeep of the shul and whatnot. Ulaval kodmin lebeis knesset, they come first to shul. Kadeshe hu mitsuyan asara l'eis hatfila, that there should always be a minyan. Misparents and Michelle Tibor, and they're being provided by the Tibor. Okay, I'm just looking at Rashi for once. Tosis for a second here. Looks like a good tosis to do here, but it's a little bit long, so we're not going to do it. Fine, two dots. Gemara now says v'danim b'sheni b'chamishi, so based in would sit on Mondays and Thursdays the shchichi da asal mikrei b'sifrei, because since they would come to hear the sefer Torah, says there's no Rashi, they come anyways to Mondays and Thursdays to the big cities to hear the Torah, so that's also a good time to go to a din Torah if needed. V'sheyehu mechabsin b'chamishi b'shabbos mishum kavod Shabbos, you should wash, launder your clothing on Thursday to prepare for Shabbos itself. Now it's brought down that you shouldn't launder on Friday because you have to be involved in preparing the food. So dafka, this should be it's a din on Thursday. And nowadays they say since it doesn't really take much to launder, you throw it into the washing machine and the dryer, one would be allowed to even on Friday. But the initial takana was dafka Thursday should be the mechabsin. You should that's when the laundering should take place. Then it says I'm just looking at Tosa for a second here. Okay. Then it says in the Gemara, Shehu Ochlin Shumber Shabbos Mishim Ona, person should have garlic on Friday night because of Ona, that's the Zman of Mishim Ona. Rashi says, Mishim Ona, Shemitzas Ona Bilel Shabbos, that's a Friday night, Kedir Rav Yehuda V'Hashum Marbes Azera, like we'll see in the second of the Gemara. That's the time a husband and wife should be with each other. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Tehillim says, Asher Piryo Yitain V'Ito, there's a reference to Ona, V'Amar Rav Yehuda V'Yisema Rav Nachman V'Yisema Rav Kana V'Yisema Rav Yochanan Zeh Mishamish Mitasa Be'er Shabbos La'er Shabbos. That's what Pasuk means. Asher Piryo, praiseworthy is the products, their offspring, Yitain Be'ito, the one who does it in the proper time being Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shum. There are five things that are stated about garlic. It's Masbia, it satisfies a person, it fills a person up. Umashchin, Mashchin Rashid Mechamis Aguf, it warms up the body. Umatzi Upanim, it gives a little bit color to the face, lightens up the face. Umar Bezera, it increases Zera. And Vahori Kinim, Shubimne Ma'ayim, it wipes out any of the kinim, the lice, or any other bacteria perhaps that's in the body. V'yeshomim, others say, Machnis Ava Motzi Sakina. It brings about love and it removes any amount of jealousy. Okay, Gemara now says, Shtehe Isha Mashkemes V'ofe, she should wake up early to bake. Every morning she should wake up to bake, that if Aniyim come to the house, there's always bread available to give them. So in order to have a belt around her, in order to have some level of modesty, Rashi says, to prevent her, to distance herself from an Avera. So we said, as I said, the takana was that she should do chafifa. Chafifa, Rashi said above, was to comb the hair, make sure there are no knots there. So that's a deraisa concept. That was before Ezra came about. How do we know it's a deraisa? The sign of the deraisa tells us, v'rochat es b'sar b'mayim, you're supposed to bathe the entire body in the water. Shelo yehei davar chotis bein b'sar l'mayim, that the b'sar has to be b'mayim. There can't be anything in between. There can't be chatitza. So, es b'saro, why es b'saro? Lehatafel l'b'saro, that which is tafel to the basar, mayinu, sayer. That the hair cannot be a chatita between the flesh and the water. What does that mean? That means that there are knots. So deraisa, Gemara explains, leyune dilma miktar. Deraisa is supposed to look about. It would say, all right, you're supposed to look in the hair, make sure there are no knots. Inami maos midi mishum chatita, or look at something that might be a little disgusting, some dirt, make sure there's no chatita. That's the deraisa level. Make sure there are no knots and make sure there's no dirt. So what does Ezra add? V'asaihu tikin chafifa. He says Rashi on top. Chafifa means b'misrak laharchaka demilsa. The lacha is you have to just look. Look at the body. That's all you have to do. If you see something, then you fix it. But according to Ezra, no matter what, you always have to comb the hair to further ensure that there are no knots.
Is that mikdar again? Dilma mikdar as well?
Sorry?
Dilma mikdar, you have to look for what?
For knots. Make sure there are no knots in there. So she looks around, there are no knots, she feels no knots, but she doesn't have to comb the hair, midiraisa. She sees a knot, and then she takes apart the knot. But if she sees no knots, there's no need to comb it. But we made it, Ezra made it to that she always has to comb the hair, and just to be safe, that there are no knots that maybe she would have missed. Okay. Mara now says, top of pay base and base. She rochin mechazin ba'yaros, that the peddlers should go around from city to city, b'shem tachshit enoshim, in order to provide the various jewelries and perfumes for the women, k'dei shlo iskanu al ba'alem, so they shouldn't become disgusting on their husbands. B'tikin trila l'bali karen, that they said about karen, she had to go to the mikvah. Where it says that's a takana ezra? The raisahu, that's a pasuk in the Torah. D'chsev v'ish ki seite mimenu shich la'zera, v'rachat etz besor b'mayim. He has to go to the mikvah after a person's about karen. So the Gemara says, no, the Raisa who the Chuma v'kachim. I mean, the Raisa, he can't eat kachim, he can't eat Chuma until he goes to the mikvah. But if he doesn't eat Chuma, he's not a Kohen, or he's not eating Karbanos, he's allowed to be a Balkari. There's no need to go to the mikvah. So also, who tikin afilo divrei Torah. So Ezra said, even though you don't have to for divrei Torah, he was masakin for divrei Torah, one has to go to the mikvah. It says Rashi, the divrei Torah shelo yishane ad sheitval. He shouldn't learn until he goes to the mikvah. Tosus on the top paskins here. He says, "Asa ihu v'tikin afilu d'vei Torah lo kai milan hacha." We don't paskin this way. Elak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, the Gemara Brachos, which we're about up to right now in the morning chabura, that it says, "D'vei Torah ain mekablin tuma." There's a mekabla tuma. He be paskin that way. We don't have to go to the mikvah.
And so he's, in the Gemara Brachos says the reason is because of the women shouldn't be, the men shouldn't be found.
That's why there was a takana. That's part of the reason for the takana. But we paskin that he's allowed to. The person we say, why can't he learn Torah? Mikvah, he said, because if he has to go to the mikvah, he wants to learn, so we're afraid that. So he says, if he's allowed to learn, he'll always be with his wife and learn. So in order to prevent that, we say, don't be the wife so often. And because he knows if he has to go to the mikvah, being the wife, he's not going to get to learn Torah. He doesn't want to go to the mikvah. So he won't be with his wife, and it'll prevent that from happening too much. But we paskin that Yehuda ben Beseir, that Divrei Torah is not Mekabel Tuma. And one need not go to the mikvah. Now, Lalach has brought down there's a beginning to go to the mikvah anyways, we assume. But Mikra Din, we don't assume like this Takana. The Gemara now says, two dots. Asar Dvarim, Nemru B'Yushalayim. There are 10 things. Now we're on this topic of 10 things. We had 10 Tanaim of Rabbi Yeshua, of Rabbi Yeshua ben Nun rather, 10 Takanas of Ezra. Now we have 10 things were stated about Yushalayim. And they are as follows. Eina Bais Cholot Ba. A house in Yushalayim cannot become, look at Rashi, Ein abayis chalaba kedin bate arichoma elaguula tielo im yirte legal v'miyagi yovel yotzeb yovel kibate arichatzerim. Does have a din of bate arichoma that if you have a certain amount of time to rebuy, if I sell my house within a walled city, I have a certain amount of time, a year, to buy it back. According to this, I'm able to redeem it. I don't have that time limit. Doesn't have a din of chalit. If I don't buy it back, it's owned by the new lokech forever. It's not chalit when it comes to Yushalayim. We'll explain why that is. Then we say, Eino mevia egla rufa. Egla rufa cannot happen in Yushalayim. Eino nasas ir nadachas. Eino metame benegarim. There's no tumas maga on the house in Yushalayim. Eino motzin bazizin v'gustarios. You can't have any, I don't know, what do you call, like decks or porches hanging over the buildings. Vein osin ba ashpasos. You can't make any garbages there. Eino osin ba kifshonos. You can't make these certain types of ovens, furnaces. Vein osin ba ginos pardesos. You can't have gardens and orchards. Chutz miginos v'radin, except for the rose gardens, shehayu miyamos neviim harishonim, that were already dated back to the times of the earlier rishonim, neviim rather. Vein megalin ba tarnagolim, you can't have chickens raised there in Yushalayim. Vein malinin ba sameis, you can't leave a mace overnight, unburied.
I thought we said you can have chickens anywhere in Yisrael.
We said, I thought only Yushalayim, we said. By Kohanim anywhere, but stam only in Yushalayim. So the Gemara says, each one by one now, how do we know Ein habayis chalaba, that the bayis is not defined, it is not a chalab by in terms of bati arechoma. The pasuk says, "V'kam habayis asher lo choma the tzmutus lekona osa ledarosav." So the one who buys it, it's for his forever. U'kesavar lo nischalku yishlaim l'shvatim. And we're assuming that the Yerushalayim was considered no man's land. No one had, no Shevet had a bialus over Yerushalayim. It was for everybody. So therefore, it can't be Asher lo chomer, that to him has a chomer. There's no him, there's no Shevet, there's no ownership in Yerushalayim for it to be considered the lokachs forever. And then we say,
that means it can go at, anybody can, who's a go-to then? Like, what happens with the house?
I think it means it continues to, I think that Rashi says on top here, that you're able to redeem it. So the initial guy who sells it, so he can always redeem it, it seems. But the question, who's the initial guy who gets it? Yeah, I don't know how that works. Yeah, I don't know. Squatters, I guess the first guy who was there, who just ran and got it, maybe it became his. Yeah, I don't know. Veinu mivia egla rufa. You can't bring an egla rufa that would have happened perhaps in Yerushalayim. So the pasuk says, ki yimatzei chala ba'adama, you find a dead body on the ground, asher Hashem elokecha notzein l'chala rishta, they gave to you l'rishta. And since Yerushalayim lo nischal k'lishvatim, it's not l'rishta, so therefore there can't be an egla rufa. Because part of the pasuk, that's Yerusha is part of it. Okay, just look at Tosis for a second here. Divar maschal ve'ino mivia egla rufa. Tosis writes, vim tomar, my iria mishum delo nischalka, why do you have to go for the reason that it wasn't given to anybody to own in Yerushalayim? Tepik le mishum de islay lemeza basaruba, dalma. You have to go based on the rov. Kedamar belo yachba, the Gemara Babasa tells us. V'yafagav damar hasem di biyoshevas bein haharim, lazim basaruba, Yerushalayim harim savivla, mikol makum hayu yisra nechnesim viyotzin la, la'alos l'regel. Ubishai Mosa Shana Nami Lashim Nidarm in the Davos, Vigam Umos Olam Hayu Bain La, Lisharam, Shekruya Rochalas Amim. So what's the Shah? Go based on the Rov. So based on the Rov, what's the Rov helping us with? Let's see.
What, they're not Jewish?
Could be, but it sounds like even then the Rov would be Jewish. Maybe the point is that only if it happens to people in the city, but I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. Sounds like an interesting thesis, but I don't know the question. Fine. Let's go weiter. Gemara now says, Eina nasis ir nedachas, the pasuk says, Arecha, your cities. If you shalai, lo nischalka l'shvatim, it's not considered your cities. Then it says, Veino mitamim in the garden, there's no tumas maga. In a house that's within your achuza, and again, Yerushalayim elon nischalak l'shvatim, it's not called achuza. V'ein motzin bazizim v'gushtarios mipnei ohel tuma. The concern is that if there's going to be these little things hanging over, and someone's going to walk underneath it, and there's going to be tuma on the other end of this overhang, so it's going to be mitami people. D'lo lisatzke oli regom. People are bringing up their karbonos to mekayim ilila regel. Going to be a big problem, so he said, rather avoid all those different overhangs. Veinosin ba'ashpasos, mishum shkatsim, we don't want all these different rodents and rats and cats all over their Yerushalayim. Veinosin ba'kivshonios, mishum kutra, we don't want all the smoke, that's why you can't have furnaces, all the smoke, we don't want that to happen in Yerushalayim. Veinosin ba'ginos pardesim, mishum sircha, because with all these different gardens and orchards, I guess also the fruits go bad as well. Rashi explains, Sirchon means asavim ram hagdelim sham, bad grass that grows there. Vizorkin b'chutz, you throw them outside, and then it ends up becoming spoiled, and it doesn't look very nice. V'od derech ginos lezavlan, v'yeshu sirchon, and then you also have to what's the word I'm looking for zevel?
Compost.
Yeah, making the compost of it, so that, you know, that garbage builds up and ends up smelling. It doesn't look so nice for Yerushalayim. Then the Gemara says, "Vei megalim b'tarnagolim." You can't raise chickens mishum kachim, because the concern was, as we learned a few days ago, that the chickens might go through the garbage and they're going to then take a little bone of that basar and then bring it to you and mitami you, mitami the food. Vein malinin basar meis Gemara. And the fact that you don't let a mace overnight unburied, that's a Masorah tradition that we have. Okay. Gemara now says, Eim agalin chazayin mechal makam, that you can never, nowhere in Eretz Yisrael, it sounds like anywhere in the world perhaps, that one cannot raise pigs. Tanur Banner in the Brisa tells us, Kishataro beis chashmonayi zelzeh, when they had the siege in the cities during the times of the chashmonayim, hurkanis mibifnim v'arstobilos mibuchutz. The Hurkanus was inside the walls of Yerushalayim, and Aristobulus was on the outside of the walls. Every single day, they would raise from the inside out to the outside, people, they raise some dinarim in a little basket, and they lower down in the bucket. And then they would raise up a tamid, some sheep, and over the wall, for them to be makriv inside the walls of Yerushalayim. Hayasham zakim zakin echad shay makir bechachmas yivanis. This is an elderly individual who knew Greek. He knew Greek well, and Amar lehem calls manche oskin bavoda ein nimsar miyedchem. He says, listen, so long as they're involved in the Beis Hamikdash, they're not going to, you're not going to be able to conquer the Jews in Yerushalayim. So lamacha, the next day, shilshul dinarim bekupa, they had lower like they did every day, the dinarim in the bucket, expecting the tamidim. However, this time mahelu lehem chazir, instead they sent a pig back up in its place, and came in Shagil Achatzi HaChoma, the pig reached halfway up the wall, nuts Siparna B'choma, it dug its nails, its hooves, into the wall, and Nizdazeya Eretzel, and the Eretzel shook like an earthquake, Abra Meos Parsa, 400 by 400 Parsa, quite a large area, there was an earthquake throughout Eretzel. Bosha Shah, that time, Amru, they made a following statement, Chachamim, Arur Ha'ishe Gadol Chazerim, V'Arur Hodom Shilames B'no Chachmas Yivanas. Cursed is the person who raises pigs, because they had pigs in available in Yerushalayim. That's why they were able to bring it. And cursed is the person who knows Greek. V'al Osa Shah, that time, Shaninu, they taught a further. Maisa Shaba Omer, Miginos HaTrifin, V'Shei Lechem, Mibikas Ayin Tzok. And that very time, when they were being sieged, that's when the Maisa tells us that the Omer that year was brought from a faraway field, and the Shei Lechem was also brought from a faraway field as well. Why is that? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, seven lines up, used to bring the carbon omer from the close of the stalks that were close to Yerushalayim. But also Shah Ba Meginos Tsrefim came from a further place, Rachok Yerushalayim, the Fisha Echrivu Bnei HaMatzer Es HaTvos HaSadeh. People who were sieging the city destroyed all the grains that are close to Yerushalayim, so they had to go fetch grains further away in order to be Mekayim the din of Karban Omer and Shei Lechem.
These guys are brothers, Hercules and what's his name, Aries Dopus. Alright? So, what, I just clarify what's going on here exactly. One was in the basement, one was outside the basement.
Well, in the walls of Yerushalayim.
In the walls of Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
They were caring for essentially all the Kavanas and bringing money in. And this person was inside, outside this.
Hercules was in the inside.
No, this other person.
What's this Greek guy?
Yeah. Aristobulus. Aristobulus, the Zakin Echad? It seems like he was a Yid, it seems like.
Well, he just wanted to.
I'm not even sure why. Why were they giving them to meet them in the first place? If they're trying to take them over. So why would they let them function at all? So I don't get that point either.
Not the same thing. They obviously just, it was a civil war, but they knew the importance of bringing Kabbalas every day to base.
Well, that's why he said
They both agreed on that point. It wasn't who should control it,
right.
But they knew that had to be done.
Uh-huh.
The question is, but I just
what's going on with this guy?
What's the guy? He's half into Greek, and therefore what?
He spoke to them in Greek.
He spoke to who?
To the Aristobulus on the outside, and said, if you want to take over the city.
Oh, from guy from the inside,
yeah.
Somebody from the outside.
You want to go to the city, stop building this, and you have.
Yeah. So he's able to communicate with them because he knew Greek. So they made a.
What, the outside guys knew Greek, and inside guys didn't know?
No, it seems like Aristobulus was Greek.
Yeah.
Right?
He was Greek.
He's Greek. So the Zakin Echad was Jewish, seemed like a Jewish guy, and he knew Greek also. So he's communicating with him.
And he was a Russia, and he said, this is the
way. Russia or an idiot, I don't know, one of the two.
And this is how to destroy the.
Yeah, having a conversation with a guy.
Well, what's trying? One pig comes with it, he's got to be
out of. Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be stuff here. Yeah, I'm sure there's big things here.
Yeah. Why can you let him have a bus? I guess you'd let him have a trade animal.
So there's actually interesting Tosus here. Maybe your question. Look at Tosus two Y lines down. It says Lo yigadel adam chazerim. You can't have a chazer. Vim tomer tamalomer daaser lasos schara bechol dvarim tamei. You can't do any business with the davar tamei. Because the tanam masecha shvi is einos and schara v'nevelus v'treifus. Who perkol shah nami omer tzaydi chayev ve'of shenizdamnu lehem minun tamei. Let's say they're trapping. Happens to be they want to get a kosher animal, but a non-kosher animal goes into their traps anyways. Dafka nizdamnu only if it happens to be that way. Aval chachila, lo, you're not allowed to catch non-kosher animals. Could the darish hasam you have yosin hey? But to ask quite further, it says nami darshin and sheket to lachem shelo lasos schara. Ben, so Rabbeinu Tam answers the hainu dafka bedaver haomed lachila. Only something that's actually going to be eaten. You can't have, which I thought pig was eaten, but imagalin lim shavach aros. If you raise them simply to use the b'shumnam, to use their fats and stuff. So ol mochin liyisrael shimshach behen shari. What?
A lot of use that
pigskin,
for footballs.
Right.
For
So he's allowed to raise Hazel.
Right.
Or to sell, you mean? So
yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.